Welcome to the Speak and Flow podcast, the Legacy Growth Series. I'm Melinda Lee. When you're leading a company and growth isn't moving as fast or as consistently as it should, then I'm so glad you're here because this series is just for you. Because most organizations don't have a strategy problem. They have a communication alignment problem. At Speak and Flow, we believe that communication isn't just a soft skill. It's also how your company grows. In this series, we're going to talk through what actually drives that growth, how your team aligns around direction, how execution actually happens, how leaders show up when it matters most, and how all of this scales across the organization. So your company just doesn't work harder or rely on you. It moves together. Let's get started. Welcome to the Speak and Flow podcast. We are on the last episode of the Legacy Growth Series. And in our series, we talked about direction, execution, leadership. And now today we're going to go deeper. We're going to talk about what holds everything together because all of that is not possible and sustainable on its own. When companies grow, things just cannot keep running through and back to the CEO. There's just so many conversations and decisions that need to happen rapidly. And this is where most companies either they scale and grow or they start to have so much strain on the leadership team and the pressure that things start to break and fall apart. And it's not because the leadership team lacks intelligence or effort. It's just because the communication has not evolved as the company scales. So when things keep running back to the CEO and the CEO is the center of everything, things are slowed down and the leadership team looks up for direction. And when there's no direction, people start to make things up and priority starts to get diluted. And so then communication, conversations are inconsistent. You know, the clients start to feel it, the markets start to feel it, and then you get drowned out and you don't stand out in this competitive environment. And so this is why Speak and Flow exists. It's not simply to teach people how to be better speakers. It is to strengthen the way that your team communicates so that it operates effectively, so that it is felt by your clients and your partners and your marketplace. So when leaders are able to speak and flow, they understand the vision. They know what stands you apart amongst everybody else. And when they can communicate that, they know how to drive this direction and speak to it consistently to the internal teams who are then able to problem solve and get you to this place. And therefore, when you represent yourself to clients and to the marketplace, things are consistent. The whole company is operating together. Because communication can easily dilute, especially when things are unclear. And then people start to become uncertain, make things up, there's silos. And so we want communication to be more proactive, not reactive. We want you to be able to clearly identify what stands you apart, what is the vision. And so therefore, you're able to communicate that and communication becomes less about a soft skill and more about a system of standards. We're going to start to create standards of what is appropriate and what is we do not tolerate when it comes to communication. So we don't tolerate inconsistent communication. We don't tolerate XYZ information to be shared, right? We are consistent in the way that we operate and the way that we represent ourselves to our clients. And then you start to build a culture of communication. So when leaders speak in flow, you're able to consistently share your messages internally and externally. It's not about anything personal anymore. So you're getting all your information that is usually in your head shared across leadership teams, right? You're getting the information that is usually in private conversation, shared in consistent measures and accountability system, a system of cadence, so that we're able to see how communication turns into how you grow your company, right? Because now you're able to be very clear about what is shared, what is reinterpreted, and what is reinforced and executed on, right? And communication is just so much more than that. When you have intentional systems, then it's not just about you anymore, you as an individual building your company. It's about your legacy, because what is consistently shared becomes then your legacy. You have now a team that is embodying, repeating what is matters to you and what is most important. And what is repeated becomes, therefore, what is believed, what is executed on, what is your reputation, and how you are seen in the marketplace, how your clients are feeling you and experiencing your company. So that is what we truly do. This is our purpose at Speak and Flow. We help you build a leadership team that really owns the direction and creates clarity around the direction. And they execute on that. They're able to communicate that with clarity and hold each other accountable to those results. And then they build trust across your clients and also across your teams. So I truly believe that when a leadership team communicates from speaking in flow, your company will last and it will create a legacy on behalf of you without everything running through you. If you've enjoyed this episode, I hope you continue to listen to our future episodes, because this is our focus. We are going to build companies that are less dependent on you and more around the vision, the mission, the purpose of the company, and your leadership team running more of the business on behalf of you. Until next time, take care. Remember, speak what matters most so that your leadership team and the company moves together. Take care.
Strong organizations just don't work harder. They move together with clarity and purpose. When your leaders align around vision and revenue, they communicate with credibility, they create an accountability system for execution, and build a culture where this communication is consistent, something powerful happens. Momentum builds. Not because your leaders are trying harder, but because everyone understands how to move in the same direction. It's a beautiful thing, and that is what the Legacy Growth System is designed to do. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's purposeful, it's intentional. And if you're curious how your organization currently operates, I've created a reflective diagnostic tool. It will help you see so much more clearly of what is happening inside. It's called the Communication Dynamic Profile, and it reveals how your organization moves from vision to execution and how the alignment flows and where it may be breaking down. You can access it in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to the Speak and Flow podcast, the Legacy Growth Series. Until next time, keep speaking with clarity, confidence, and flow.